It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF, the first Sunday of every month. Our veggie chef pays a friendly visit, sometimes bearing gifts.
I try.
And I see cookies.
Absolutely. Well, okay. This particular recipe made 4 dozen cookies, so I thought I'd share the wealth.
All right. Our veggie chef is Andrea Mattioni-Willis, and then tell us about the cookies.
Well, we do have an absolute treat today. The Happy Belly Deli at Roanoke Natural Foods Co-op is allowing me to share this delicious recipe. It's one I've been wanting for a while. Their baker, Kaylee, makes an addictive chocolate blueberry cookie.
Mm.
They're not only good, delicious rather, and I see you're about to try them.
You know, I don't delay.
You don't need to
sampling.
They are not only vegan but gluten-free. I have had no problem with vegan baking myself, but the gluten-free part has been a bit of a challenge. So it's nice when you can get a recipe that works out well.
Oh, these are moist and chewy.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah.
This recipe does not utilize dozens of ingredients, and they are all pretty easily found. I not only found these ingredients at the co-op, but at Kroger as well. My husband, the baker in our house, he tested the recipe as well, and it is easy to follow. And the details will be on WVTF.org and WVTF's Facebook page. For now, I can tell you to make these yummy chocolate blueberry cookies, you'll need ground flaxseed, almond milk, coconut oil, the unrefined kind, sugar, gluten-free flour, xanthan gum, unsweetened cocoa powder, baking soda, salt, blueberries, and parchment paper to line your cookie sheets with. And it's pretty easy from there. You just combine the flaxseed and almond milk and let that sit for 5 minutes. And then you'll combine everything else by hand with the flax mixture, except for the blueberries. And once all that is mixed together, you'll just gently fold in your blueberries, refrigerate the dough for about an hour, and then scoop it out into about 1 tablespoon scoops onto your parchment-lined cookie sheets. And you'll bake for 325 for about 12 to 14 minutes. And they just turn out wonderfully each time. And again, the specific measurements and directions will be on WVTF.org and the Facebook page. But there isn't much more to it than that. And
how many dozen did you bring me again?
I brought you 2, but there can be more in your future if you want. And in the end, like I said, you'll wind up with 4 dozen delicious cookies that are a rich combination of chocolate and blueberry. And honestly, if you didn't tell somebody they were vegan and gluten-free, they wouldn't know.
No, there's nothing
different.
Less or different about these cookies.
They're very rich.
They're just delicious. And that's a combination I don't think I've ever had before, chocolate and blueberry, but it goes great together.
Works very well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're very welcome. And if anyone has any questions, please email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. That's wvtfveggie@gmail.com. And thanks.